The Jaguar, A Tale of Gods, Ghosts, and Gangsters. Written by A.T. Grant. Narrated by Stephen Miller. Act 1. The Tourists. Chapter 1. Bristol. It was only a little thing, barely an accident, really, but the wreckage lodged stubbornly in his mind. David was edging forward in a queue of traffic when the car in front stopped unexpectedly. His didn't, equally unexpectedly. Time slowed as the small, sensible Citroen slipped on black ice and into the rear bumper of its neighbor. David felt different, connected, as though the sudden jolt had completed some intricate circuitry in his brain. He was aware of things he hadn't previously noticed. A rear window full of football regalia took his attention from the emblem of a sleeping jaguar. David realized he was in love, and in love in a way he had all but forgotten. He melted into an all-consuming, exotic smell of her, the warming rush of electricity as her fingers fell gently across the back of his hand. For once, David was wide awake and greedy for new adventure. Shock coursed through him as he was confronted by an angry man in possession of a now slightly warped vehicle. How was he going to respond? Not to the driver, but to the girl whose life felt so far from his own. He didn't know, but was desperate not to lose the connection. Maybe that explained why he lowered his window and said what he did, and why the man hit him. David's euphoria turned into panic. He was a revolving storm coursing across the countryside, spitting out familiar things like homes and cars and furniture, and people. He worried about the people. People are unpredictable. Even the driver was now offering a handkerchief and mumbling concern in response to the cut dribbling blood from David's ear. The roar of the whirlwind and the tinnitus in his ear became one and the same, driving out rational thought and leaving him in a semi-conscious stupor that made him spin faster. Any loss of control is difficult to deal with at 40, and being 40 was just one more chunk of debris littering David's emotional wasteland. He returned the handkerchief with just a hint of a conciliatory smile. His tattooed assailant stood transfixed, flexing a forearm mechanically. A snarling feline imprinted there seemed to be grinding its teeth. Events had not panned out quite as the driver has anticipated. He turned on his heels, stomped back to his car, and sped off through a red light. David watched him go, still unaware of the impatient tailback behind him. CDs full of basic Spanish were strewn across the front passenger seat. Desperate now only for routine, he fumbled for a disc and managed to still his trembling hand just enough to insert it. Automatically, he started to drive and to respond to each linguistic prompt. The knot in his stomach began to slacken and his breathing to subside. He thought again of a girl he hadn't seen for 20 years. His fingers dabbed absent-mindedly at the damp side of his face, oblivious both to the blood pattering his white shirt and to the well-enunciated exhortations to enchichar ye repetir emanating from the car stereo. 5 minutes before, his mind had been so clear. 5 minutes before, he had experienced an emotion so surprising it had lifted him completely from his everyday life. Now, the accident. He was a careful driver and had never had one before, only added to a sense that he was dreaming. David was back in familiar territory on the outer Bristol Ring Road, a purposeful strip of semi-ordered, semi-exciting, semi-detached intensity, which crowded out his deeper thoughts and feelings. David relaxed and was aware again of foreign phrases, each hanging momentarily in the overheated, exhaust-tainted air around him. He was almost cheery as he recalled his assailant's apology and an appeal to call it quits. At least, there would be no insurance claim. His attention was drawn to the slip road pulling away to his left. Two roads diverged. The phrase from a near-forgotten poem would lead him away, but it was a hollow, passionless cliché. The strength to veer from his daily routine had died with his non-accident. David tried to avoid the features staring back at him from the driving mirror. What would she think of him now, anyway?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?